Torah tells in the beginning of Parshas VaYakov, Yaakov Moshe Eskal Adas B'nai Yisrael, V'yomer Aleihem, the Moshe dafkas out of his way, he gathers all of Klal Yisrael in order to teach them, the Torah continues, Hilchos Shabbos. This is interesting that the Torah does not often describe Moshe Rabbeinu gathering, V'yakel Moshe, as Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael. Many of the Mepharshim struggle exactly why Moshe is gathering everyone here. And for many, a simple pshat, the Medrash points out that there seems to be something here, maybe we even learn from here, that when it comes to Shabbos, there should be some sort of a public and communal shir that would take place on Shabbos. The Sfas Emes points out, as do some others, that maybe there's something implicit here about a certain connection between Achdus in general and Shabbos. That sometimes on Shabbos itself, a person's supposed to experience a heightened awareness or an increased consciousness of the notion of Achdus, that there, for some reason on Shabbos, people are able to come together a bit better. I happen to not often quote Gematrias. The Yitzhak Kadosh of Pshischa pointed out that the word Vayakel is Gematria, the same as the word Mikvah, that when all the Jewish people gather together, that creates a purifying experience like a mikvah. There's something very, very holy about the Achdus, Nachdus, which is described in the beginning of this week's Parsha. What exactly is the purpose and function of Achdus? Many discussions will speak about what the purpose of Achdus is, or we'll speak about the value of Achdus, the important Jews come together. What exactly is the purpose and function of it? I'm going to try to highlight for now two or three different mahalchim. Mahalch number one, l'chora achdus, shalom as a whole, is important for pragmatic reasons. That when there's achdus, we are able to accomplish more. When there's achdus, we're not going to violate as many averas because people are going to get along. We know that there are a variety of mitzvos which are predicated in a certain notion of achdus. We assume that we can accomplish certain things on our own, but that which we can accomplish with a large group is all the more valuable. That's certainly true when you talk about a minyan coming together, 10, which connotes a certain kind of completeness. When you have a minyan that comes together, so eino domeh, davening as a yachid and davening as a tzibor. For many achronim, it's not only that it's a better davening, it's a qualitatively different kind of davening that takes place when there are more people there. Berov am hadras melech is certainly also a value. But again, the first general mahalach is achdus is something which is valuable as it's pragmatic. We'll be able to accomplish more. If you want to be able, in this week's parsha, to build a mishkan, so you're going to need a lot of members of Klal Yisrael who are all going to contribute in order to create that. If you want to have a certain set a certain tone in your community, Lagabe Shabbos, you have to gather everyone together and teach them certain ideas about Hilchos Shabbos. Otherwise, it's not really going to happen. There is a second model, something which I heard recently, although I did not have a chance to look it up. I apologize if it's famous. I just don't know. The Drush Haran, I heard quoted, has a bit of a different idea. Joshua Ron explains that part of the value of Achdus is that when lots of things come together, so what do you focus on? You focus on the shared similarities, on the overlap, and the aberrations, that which makes certain people unique, so that's batel, essentially, berov. That if you have 10 people there and they share certain character traits and they're all together, so what's going to jump out at me? What's going to jump out at me are those wonderful character traits and not those negative traits. Because Klal Yisrael, Be'etzem, is a nation that is good, Klal Yisrael is a nation as the Am HaNivchar, it's made up with a lot of wonderful things, just Yisrael, sometimes we can sin, sometimes we can make mistakes, but if we're standing on our own, so someone can look at us, Rebbe Moshe can look at us, he can see some of our good, he can see some of our mistakes. But when all of Klal Yisrael gets together, so what's Rebbe Moshe Olam really looking at? When all of Klal Yisrael gets together, what's going to stick out in the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam are not that I have certain sins and you have certain sins. Those are all going to be batel, klapei, the overall good, the overwhelming similarity we have, that at our core, we are really people who are very good. At our core, we are people who are very holy. And that is certainly one idea. In the thought of the Maharal, you have something else. Maharal writes in a couple of places, Netzach Yisrael. Maharal writes in Baragola, in a lot of different places, that Klal Yisrael seems to be more singular than other nations. Other nations, the Maharal writes, tend to be involved in the way he describes them. More pirud, more separation, more about distinction. And Klal Yisrael happens to be a nation which is more singular. For the Maharal, the singularity of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is one, is something which is significant because it tells us something about our relationship to the singular being, to the Ribono Shel Olam. That our oneness, it's not like the first pshat that's a pragmatic issue, it makes us better. nor is like the Rosh Hashanah in terms of how the Baruch Shalom is going to relate to us, but it's more in a certain, at least in certain writings of the Maharal, it's almost how others are going to perceive Ribbono Shel Olam now, how they're going to relate to Klal Yisrael, that we are now going to be one, and that when we are one, when there's Achdus with Klal Yisrael, that reflects the fact that we also come from the singular source, that we come from the Ribbono Shel Olam, a certain Yichud that's there. There's a certain kind of connection that takes place with Klal Yisrael and that certain oneness. It happens to be that idea of oneness is something you find, to go back to what we spoke about in the way beginning, with Shabbos also. We pointed out for the Sfas Emes that Shabbos and Achdus are very much connected. That idea may also be true when it comes to the Maharal. I don't know if it's explicit in his writings. We put it together a couple of Maharals. I think that's what emerges. The Maharal is a fan, I believe, of numerology is what it's called, the significance of different numbers. The number 6 connotes a certain kind of things being spread out. That in front of me, behind me, to my right, to my left, up and down. 6 directions, things being spread out in different places. 7, the Maharal writes in a couple of places, is the Nikuda HaEmtzai. 7 is that middle thing which pulls everything else together. 7 is what unites that which is disparate. During the 6 days of the week, I am running all over the place. During the 6 days of the week, I'm very, very busy working and life is a bit spread out. Shabbos serves as that day where things come together a little bit, where things become a bit more united. Part of the Achdus of a Vayakel Moshe, of the Achdus which is taking place specifically on Shabbos, is because Shabbos and Klal Yisrael both have a certain kind. They share that midah of Achdus, that Shabbos is the 7th day where it's a day of focusing and realizing that I'm not as spread out. There's really one Ribbono Shel Olam that I can focus on. And similarly, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, there's a certain kind of unity that's there. That's possibly one of the reasons why Goyish Shavas is Chayav Misa. A non-Jew shouldn't keep Shabbos, because Shabbos is the day of Achdus, of Klal Yisrael, of Achdus, of Shabbos. The Sfas Emes in particular thinks those things are very much linked, that this is a tkufa, that Shabbos, Klal Yisrael, etc., the fact that we are singular, the fact that we are unique, and that we are one is something important, but because of what it says about our relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam, I apologize, that was a little bit Maharali, and maybe a little too more machshavis as we go. That's Chaz, where we spoke about tonight. Vayakel Moshe is called Adas B'nei Yisrael, that Moshe gathers all of Klal Yisrael there. Why is he gathering all of Klal Yisrael there? The Medrash tells us, Torah tells us, teaching them Hilchos Shabbos. The Medrash learned from there, that maybe in general, Shiur of Hilchos Shabbos in public, there's what to talk about. What we then spoke about is why is there this value of Achdus. So we saw 3 Mahalchim. Mahalch number 1 is the Mahalch, which is a bit more pragmatic. It makes our mitzvos better. It allows us to perform more. It minimizes averos. The second Mahalch, the Drash Aran, it helps that all our averos become batel. When the Ribbono Shel Olam looks at us, he sees us like a tzibor. He sees that which unites us, which is that we are fundamentally good. We are fundamentally holy. And the third idea of the Maharal, that our unity reflects our source. We are like Banim LaShem Elokeichem, we're like Hashem's children. Just as Hashem is one, so his children also share that midah of oneness, which is something that we have. We pointed out that for the Maharal, it may not be coincidental that oneness is found specifically on Shabbos. We quote in the beginning the Gematria of the Yiddikos, the Yakels, the Gematria Mikvah. Maybe now we understand a little bit better about why that is so. For the Drash Aran Vayakel, when the Klal Yisrael gets together, it's a way of minimizing some of our averos. It is like a purifying experience a little bit. And for the Maharal, nothing's as holy as Klal Yisrael reflecting the fact that there's Yichud Hashem in the world, the fact that there is one Ribbono Shel Olam, certainly something that is very worthy. Shkoyach, guys. Have a great night.